Blog Talk Radio.
Make sure you can hear me. Joe, hi Joe, can you hear me?
I do, loud and clear.
Hey Jojo, how's your day?
My day is awesome. So this is a hamburger. How's your day going?
Going good. All right. Well, hello, Deborah, Alana, Tina, and Michelle, and Rojo, and Teresi from Norway. Woo! We got some Canadians. We have such a wide variety of people. And then Tana's on the line. Hello. And, oh, we have somebody. Okay, let's let Tana on. Hi, Tana, baby.
Hi. Hi. I love you. Love you.
Lord bless you.
Love you. God bless you today. I love you, Jesus. God bless you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. Hi, chat. Love you. Anyway. Hi.
You know, don't we have the best pastor ever? I love him and his whole family.
We have an amazing pastor. We love you, Jesus. Thank you.
I'm telling you. He is just, I just love, love, love him. And there's somebody, it looks like, calling from Skype, but hold on. My mouse just quit working. Hold on, Mr. Skype, call whoever that is. I hope it's Mike Pate. Hold on, Mike. I'm getting my, there it goes. Okay, there it works. And is that you, Mr. Mike Pate?
I'm on,
Did
but I'm not on Skype. Mike Pate is here,
Skype?
But not on Skype.
Oh, okay. It's a 01190. I thought that was Skype.
Oh, no, Mike. I don't know. I guess it's just long distance.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mike. How's your day?
My day is good. I'm great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's such a treat having you call in. This is the third day in a row. It's nice. Don't you guys love it when Mike calls in?
Yes. So good to have you back,
Mike.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
No, it is. It really, really feels good to be able to call in. This is pretty awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, and everyone in the chat room, Mike, are you able to see the chat room? They're saying hello.
No, I'm not, unfortunately.
Well, hello to you and Curtis and your Poochie, your little dog, and
yeah.
Welcome to all. Yeah, and welcome to all the guests also in chat. And yeah, Rojo said Mike, love to hear him, and I do. I want to hear more of your voice today, Jerry.
Awesome.
I don't know if he's going to be with. He's spending some time with his family today. I think they were off and going horseback riding. So he's off with his three girls. He has an 18-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 15-year-old. So he's a busy guy. but we're lucky that he's been able to spend so much time with us, Jerry. He'll be back. He just said today he's with out horseback riding. So, but hopefully maybe he'll hop in late night chat. So Jerry, if you're listening in the archives, we love you. And let's let Mama Pat on the line. Hi, Mama
Pat. Hey, hi guys. Hi, honey. How you doing?
Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi, sweeties. How you doing? Love you all.
Hey, Mama Pat. Not to digress, but I need to for 1 second. Love you, Jerry, when you're listening in.
Okay, love you, Jerry. You're listening in. Don't fall off the horse.
Yeah.
I don't think we have to teach him how to ride to be a warrior.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to teach him. I have to teach the other one, but I don't have to teach him. Okay.
You might have to teach me, Pat. I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. You going up?
No movies.
Okay, bye.
See you later.
Oh, my Miriam, she's leaving tomorrow.
I want to say hello to Pat Zoo. At Pat, we can usually hear dogs barking and birds chirping.
Oh, no, oh, there they go. You asked for it. Oh, there's
a
couch.
I'll never forget.
Go ahead.
I'll just never forget when you had a bear in your backyard, and it was just, you know, it's a zoo
over
there.
Oh, the dog chased him. The dog chased him, yeah.
It is a
zoo. The cur hound. The cur hound. He's a cur hound. So they do stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Oh, yeah. It could be dangerous. Yeah, he's a big dog. Oh, boy.
That's nice to be able to host today. I'm using my
iPhone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
great.
Wonderful. And God bless everybody. Well, it's August 4th. Who would have thought,
yeah.
Huh?
Oh, gosh.
I talked to Jerry. Go ahead, Tana. What's that?
I was going to say, how was little John's birthday today?
Thank
you.
Happy birthday, John. Yeah.
Yeah, his real birthday was yesterday, and you know how you have two parties, one with your family.
Oh,
so
constantly.
All of his, a bunch of, you know, 11 and 12-year-olds and I call it, you know, kid whack. It was a great day. Kid whack. We had the best party ever. It's over. And that's awesome, too, that it's over. The madness is over.
Yes,
let's let on 816. Hello, 816. Who is that?
This is Ken.
Hey, Kim.
Who?
Ken and I. Kenneth.
Oh, hi, Ken.
Kenneth. Kenneth,
hey.
Hi.
Hi, Kenneth.
Ken.
Hey,
so
I just wanted to say, thank you for last night. I really needed it.
That's what family's for. You know, anyone that ever needs to private message or me or just go in the chat room and just say, can we play telephone on me? Guys, you know, you're better for it. We've all had days where we've needed telephone on us. So you're so welcome. It's really an honor to be able to play this game and with the Lord and bless you, Kenneth. So thank you. And thank you for your videos and thank you for all that you do for us here at RCC. So you bet. Are you doing a little better, Ken? How are things going for you?
Yeah, well, it's going a lot better. Yesterday I got a couple of my videos got some negative response from one person and it kind of blew me away.
Aww.
But that's okay. Ended up being my top two videos, and it went really well. I'm actually, my videos are being seen around the world, and it blows
Great.
Me away. And in about 42 different states here in the United States.
Beautiful.
And I'm in Thailand.
Beautiful.
In Thailand. Germany. Arabian Emirates.
Beautiful.
And places where you really can't preach the gospel.
Right.
I'm putting my videos in, and it blows me away because I'm in a little small town in the middle of nowhere, but no, everything's going a lot better. And
Ken, if you feel the Holy Spirit gives you stuff, then that's what you do, honey, and you don't worry about what anybody thinks because you're putting out
right.
what God wants, so you're going to have persecution. He warned us that we would. And one more thing, my dears, that you played telephone him. I had a word for him, but I never got to read it.
Oh.
Go for it.
Okay. It says, Kenneth, stay close to me, my son. Let nothing dismay you. I have all the threads of your life in my hands. I am always with you, by your side, listening for any word, any attention. That's for you, Ken.
Thank you.
And I want to
say it again.
I just want to echo what Mom has said. It doesn't matter what the world thinks about you. It's what God thinks about you that matters.
Exactly.
Yes.
Honey, the more you're persecuted, the more you're pissing off the enemy, and you know you're doing God's will. Period. That's it.
And
it gives you a chance to witness to those people who are coming against you and maybe turn their heart around to God because they're ignorant.
Yeah.
They're ignorant. And you're going to tell them which way it is. Whether they accept it or not, that's God's department. You plant the seeds, God does the sprouting, okay? So don't worry about anything. Don't give it a second thought. Let him do. You do what the Holy Spirit calls you to do, and then you let God do the rest. That's how it works.
And God smiles greater and deeper when he sees you with all this, you know, trouble and these, when the enemy is trying to hold you back and you just persevere and push through and keep doing God's will. Boy, does that make God feel amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
Mike.
He says what people think. So Judy wants to hear the word again you got for Ken, Mama Pat.
Yes. Pat, can you give us that word again?
Yes, I will. Kenneth, stay close to me, my son. Let nothing dismay you. I think you needed to hear that. This is from last night. I have all the threads of your life in my hands. I am always with you, by your side, listening for any word, any attention. You need
Beautiful.
That during your work. You need to know that.
Thank
Keep
you.
It simple.
Yeah,
keep it simple.
Go
you
ahead.
Do what God wants. You let him take care of it. You don't give a hoot. Like I'm being a lady. You don't give a hoot about what anybody else thinks. You just do what God wants you to do. Yeah, Judy, right? Okay.
I love it.
Look how many videos Judy's have been persecuted. She doesn't care.
Oh yeah, no, you do, you know you're doing God's will, so
she's
you're going to be persecuted, and you just laugh at it. But
you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Like I call it persecution whack, Percy whack for short. It's so fun. It's a whole new level of being hammered in the Holy Spirit. When you start getting persecuted, oh, my goodness. Now, the thing is, you have to look at it the right way, though. If you look at everyone, the trouble you're coming that's coming your way, it's horrible. But if you look at it in the eyes of the Spirit and let the Lord whack you good over it, you get really – I love Percy whack. My best days are when I'm getting persecuted. My most powerful days in the Holy Spirit are Percy whack days. They don't happen every day, but it's the best. So,
can I just share something real quick with you guys? Can I share something real quick with you? Okay.
Yes, you can. But can you just let me let two people on, and then please share?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. This will blow you.
Let's let on our beautiful Carol. Hello, Mrs. Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hey, everybody. I can't
Carol,
get on.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, honey.
Hi, everybody.
Love
you. Just letting you guys know, I can't load the page to get into chat. I don't know. It's just acting goofy on me again. So.
Well, you know what? Because the Lord wanted us to hear your voice, because I love it. So stay on the line.
Aww, there you go. There you go.
And I'm hosting, and I like when you call in, Carol. And 814, is this Chris Nicholson by chance?
Yep.
Is this Chris Nicholson?
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi. Hi, Chris.
Welcome.
Hi,
am I right?
Doing?
We're doing, I'm good.
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 When God created man, he saw that we were very good. Not just good, we were very good. So we're very good to God. And to each other. And to each other.
Sounds good.
And when God created men, it was good too, because men are good.
Yes. That's what he said. Everything he created, he said, this is good, this is good, this is good.
Yes.
Now we're very bad, but he still loves us, and we can be good.
I love my men friends. I have so many.
Me
and they're all married, by the way.
Me too.
I have all these great men friends, and they're all married, but, you know, I'm friends with their wives, too. And
of course.
I love
That's
them.
Good, Carol.
And they, you know, yes, that's great, because you know what? I need something done. Hey, come over here, because help me with my fence. Oh, okay. And they fix my fence.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Know, my next-door neighbor comes and mows my lawn. You know, my other friends, they lift me up in the Lord. You know, I'm so blessed.
Oh,
have,
send them here. Send them here.
You know what?
Kids are useless.
I grew up with a brother, and me and my brother were best friends. So I've always had guy friends, my best friends, girls too. But me and my brother played, like, we were best friends growing up. So it's easy for me to have guys for my best friends. And I just want to welcome Katie on the line. Hello, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Katie, are you at, or are you still traveling?
What?
Are you home yet, or are you
awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. Did y'all miss me?
Whoa.
We missed. Are you home?
How was Nate's birthday? Did he have a good birthday?
My gosh, yes. Today was the crazy birthday with all the kids. Yes, he.
Oh.
It was water balloons, airsoft gun wars. what do we have? Party and pizza and ice cream and video games now and another sleepover. And, yeah, he's an 11-year-old. I love 11-year-old birthday parties. They're just fun. They're, boys are fun.
We never grow up.
Like,
we never grow up. We love them.
It's just funny watching them interact. And, like, it's just funny. It's like watching, you know, chimpanzees. It's funny. No, I'm kidding. Oh, you guys, let me let on Keith. And there's Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith. Love you.
Hi,
guys.
Hey, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Okay. I had a really cool experience this morning I wanted to share. I felt God really, really strong. And I thought it was a ghost, and I was kind of half awake, half asleep, and I was like thinking, oh, it was a ghost. I don't know why I thought that. And then God like made me out loud say, Holy Ghost. And I was like,
funny. Oh, he has a sense of humor. Oh, that Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, he's something else. That's funny.
Great.
That's funny. Oh, my gosh.
I've been in the funniest mood all day. Yeah, I've been
laughing
my heart off.
Hey, oh, that's good.
I'm listening today. We're driving to the prayer meeting, so love you all. I'm listening.
Okay, love you. Let us know
love
how it
you.
Goes.
Yeah, it was hot
Peace
today.
Keep us posted.
And then it started raining. So,
okay. Oh, you got a lot of rain out in California. Ooh.
Yeah, crazy. All right,
hey.
I'm listening.
Okay.
Keith, if we're at the wedding supper tonight, are you going to wear your red heifer costume and I'll be in my jackass suit? Yes or no?
Yes, love. You got it, baby.
Okay. I can't wait. I love
Jerry's
you.
Jerry's a red heifer, too. He's a little jealous. Got a little jealousy thing going on there with us. So.
Oh, my gosh.
A little crazy.
Who's the redder?
I have a feeling I'm about to hear some farts or something.
Oh my gosh!
Back on this show. Hey, I think Michelle called in. Is that you, Mishy?
Yep, that's me.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Michelle. Hi.
Hey.
Oh gosh.
We're almost
at the Holy Spirit. Keep wanting us to play Telethon on Katie. He keeps telling.
Oh, oh yay!
Holy Spirit wants us to play Telethon on Katie.
Oh, I did. I had Katie's. Katie, I sent you the message because we didn't get it.
Oh, yeah, I got a message. I got that.
Yeah,
thank
you got
you.
That. All right. I'll read it again, then, later if we're going to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Katie, Roman's stalking you in the chat room. He's like, I only showed up because we have to play telephone on Katie because for some reason the Lord is bugging him about it. So I know he was saying it yesterday, too, so... I think the Lord wants to harass Katie today some more. Holy Ghost.
That was funny. Holy Ghost.
Yeah, we really should. I spoke to Roman the day before yesterday, and he mentioned it as well, and we still haven't gotten around to it. Let's peel back
no,
the
I,
supernatural
I
can of worms we're about to experience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
Well, get to it. But I know that Tim is dying. So, Pat, why don't you share your
thing? Okay. The Miriam's over. So we were at the table, and we're just goofing around playing cards and stuff. And I don't know, we got on the topic of, they were talking about something, some occultish stuff, not so seriously. And I told them how my grandmother used to read palms and make the table talk. We'd contact spirits and everything. This was like when I was 10 years old. So they went into teasing me, read my palm. And they had the hand of the table like they were going to do this. And I said, wait a minute, no. And I went off. I said, that's the occult. I said, you have to honor Jesus and do it. Well, they didn't want to hear it. They didn't. But I got to witness, and I don't know whether it's the Holy Spirit, the boldness that he told them, this is not funny. This is from the occult. And I said, I am not making the table talk, and I am not reading your palms. It was hysterical. But I stood my ground, and then I talked about other things, you know, doing car like they could mind me. I said, you have to watch what's from the occult. You have to be very careful. You know, do what Jesus. And they just looked at me like, you know, I have three heads. So, but anyway, I got it out that that's wrong. You don't read palms and make tables talk. But anyway, kids. You can be precise, you know, and they treat you like you're a nutcase, you know. But it's like you got to tell them. I mean, they understood, but I had to tell them because they were teasing the life out of me. They were serious; they wanted to do this stuff, and I said, "You cannot. That's from the occult. That's from the occult." And then they were so upset with me because I wouldn't do it. They said, "No, I am not doing that. That isn't what Jesus wants me to do. Teach you how to do that."
I'm a pap being tickled by the Holy Spirit right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
right. Oh, dear. Anyway,
well, No, I love it. Does anyone else want to share anything before we turn on a worship song and then play telephone on Katie? The Lord's going to, he's going to surprise us. I'm feeling it, you guys. I'm feeling it. Oh, and guess what? Brother Todd made a video today. Somebody sent it to me. And he says, yeah, the Lord's coming today. He believes it. And if he wakes up here tomorrow, he's it today.
Wow.
That was encouraging. Revelation 3:11.
Whoa.
I was like, Sam Heating.
Wow is right.
When he says it, it makes it sound cool, but we've been saying it for a really long time, and you know,
exactly.
Where did he get it from?
Wow.
And I appreciate that little thing. But anyway, let's see. Katie, you're going to get a little surprise, girl. I think the Lord wants, you know, Katie.
I had a girl tell me today that I shouldn't reproduce.
But, yes. I thought
you
shared that.
Oh, gosh. Yes, you should.
Oh, my God. Me and Joe
were
having
running all over heaven.
Me and Joe were laughing so hard.
Oh, this
oh
girl
gosh,
is clever,
that is
but that was her
so
funniest remark
strange.
For sure. I'm glad you got on the phone, Katie, but they're starting
that's
to go off.
Funny.
Oh, to top it off, guess what, guys? I made a video, a shout-out to all my haters.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's
going to
be cool.
I just now got from the party, so I haven't seen videos, so I'm going to have to check it out.
Oh, my
okay, so
gosh.
Rome, you know, Katie, you know, if you reproduce, this world would be a better place. There's no time, so.
Absolutely.
Tell whoever said that, thank you for making me laugh our head off, because that's a good one, okay? And
I would probably have schizo babies.
You have prophet babies, prophet ones.
Goodness.
There's this song called Float Away, and I think Roman is the one that, to me, somebody did. It's called Float Away. And we're going to float away. And this is a song by Lindsey Ray called Float Away. And Joe will be happy because Joe hates it when we play the same song twice because he said there's too many songs in the damn world. We only have so much time. So he's going to love this song. And then working forward with this song, as we're seeking our dad, let's ask him if he has anything to say for Katie. And Katie, can you see the chat room or do we need to read it out loud?
You have to read it. I can't.
So does anybody on the line want to volunteer to read chat? If not, I will.
You're elected.
Not either.
Go ahead, Judy.
Does anybody? Okay, then I'll do it if nobody on the line wants to do that. And I'm going to play our song.
Yeah.
We love you, Dad. We thank you for Katie. We thank you that Roman is stalking her. And he's insisting that this for her. So we know you just want to bless her. And thank you for what Katie has done for the whole entire body of Christ. Her videos are like, oh, I can't. They're just like sunshine on my soul when I wake up in the morning because there's a 3-hour time difference or 2 hours, and I wake up and there's a video from Katie, and it's the way I start my day, and it's a word from you, Lord. You're the biggest blessing ever, really, and thank you so much. And so, God, will you just get her really good? Get her so drunk and hammered she can't even, like, walk to her car. Lord, get her so the Holy Ghost while we play on this, and, Lord, we thank you for your encouragement. In Jesus' name, thank you, Dad. Here we go.
Amen.
Float away. Be ready.
Amen.
Seasons change, treetops sway. I am young today. Children play, sidewalk game, as I dream away, that someday I'll float away over the sunrise, leave this whole crazy world behind, so head straight for the stars somewhere on the way. I know I'll meet ya and carry on with your hand in mine, 'cause you're the keeper of my heart. sweet perfume, and I think of you.
Song a couple times. Did you guys like that on the air here?
Beautiful.
What did you guys think of the song?
Beautiful. That was very good.
Was that Joe who
Excellent. Said that?
Yeah, that's fully Joe accessible right there. I really like that.
Yeah, I was like, I just like it when Joe's happy with the music.
Hey, Joe,
I shot you a text.
Judy,
check your phone. I shot you a text. It's like, this is a really good song.
It was really nice.
I never heard it before.
It was good.
Okay, I'm going to check it out, Joe. I haven't looked at my phone all day because I've been in water balloons and pools and everything. But
No need to now, sis.
Yeah, no, I'll check it out, and that'll be awesome, and I'll send it to Jerry and see if he can put it on. Jerry seems to be able to find all these songs and put them on. Anyway, Katie, Rojo in the chat room says, Katie. Oh, and Carol hung up. Carol, you better call back in, girl. Call back. Carol, if you're listening, which you're not because you can't get in the chat room right now, well, anyway, she better call back. Okay, Rojo heard from the Lord. Katie, indeed I will come, I will swiftly come for you. Your faith astounds me, my child. You cannot imagine how glorious your ride to heaven will be.
Wow. Very nice.
I bet y'all are jealous of that one.
Boy, it's nice.
I'm kidding. I got really hammered reading that. I'm really just hammered. That was really good. Let's do it again. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, go. No, say it again.
Okay. Are you ready, guys? I felt like the Lord said when I read it, this is for all of us, even though we're spoiling Katie, but receive this word for yourself. Here it goes. Indeed, I will swiftly come for you. Your faith astounds me, my child. I'm going to cry. Here we go. You cannot imagine how glorious your ride to heaven will be. I can't. I get choked up. It's so weird lately.
That's okay.
I'll just say something or hear a word from someone, and I instantly have tears of gratitude and joy. It's not like a sad crying. It's like I'm so happy I'm crying.
Welcome to the club.
I know, right? I mean, indeed, I will come. Your faith astounds me, my child. You cannot imagine how glorious your ride to heaven will be. I think about it every second of every day, even when I'm knee-deep in water balloons for a 11-year-old birthday party. I'm looking up at the sky the whole time. I'm just, I can't focus on anything, and I'm looking up at the sky going, are you coming now? Are you coming?
yeah, you sound like the rest of us. Yep. We've got a family gene thing here going.
Yes, and I want to welcome Stacy to chat, and Gemma, and Tressy Pop.
Hi, guys. Hey, Tress.
And then old-time poofer, Billy. Welcome, Billy. And who else? Nobody else.
Great.
We lost. Okay, does anybody that's on the line have a word for our beautiful Katie?
Okay, I have one. Katie, more and more I take you deeper in my love. You are capable of being filled with so much of me. More and more I reveal to you to bring you closer and more a part of me, your Savior Bridegroom. I call you all into intimate union. Tell me you love me often. I am listening, my loves.
Wow. Say it again, Pat. Say it again.
Okay. And again, it's for everybody, but it's for her. But like you said, glean what you can. More and more, I take you deeper in my love. You are capable of being filled with so much of me. More and more, I reveal to you to bring you closer and more a part of me, your Savior Bridegroom. I call you all into intimate union. Tell me you love me often. I am listening, my loves.
Wow.
You guys, see, again, I'm choked up. I mean, he really is listening. He loves us. You know how much he loves when we give him any attention at all?
Yes.
You can really have your Jesus 24/7. I was knee-deep in kid activity today, and at the same time, I was seated in heavenly places with Christ. You don't have to just be alone in a closet. He just loves it when we think about it. I invited him in everything today. I mean, he just loves it. He loves that we love him back. Look, did you read Michelle's words? Michelle had the most beautiful words. She made a video, and the Lord's like, why don't they want me? Why don't, you know, I mean, he's baffled because all he is good. But, you know, it's the devil that blinds people and makes them think that God is boring or, I mean, he's just wonderful. I'm telling you, he's just great. Oh, my goodness. Roman has a word for Katie. Thank you, Pat, and thank you, Jesus, for that word. Katie, my darling, your wisdom is growing, and no one can stop it. This is for everyone. I'm just feeling like the words for Katie are for everyone, guys. This is funny. The Lord told me again it's for everyone. Sorry, Katie, but it's for all of us.
No, that's true. This is true.
Katie, my darling, your wisdom is growing, and no one can stop it. Many will hate you. For the things you know and I have shown you, but you will receive more love and rewards beyond your imagination. That's perfect for Kenneth, too. Kenneth, we were just saying that.
Yes.
So, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. I have some he and I. It might kind of go along with stuff. It's just the paragraph. He said to her, this is good. He said to Gabrielle, you love to look at the precious jewels in your mother's jewelbox or your favorite books in your library or the unusual souvenirs given to you during long tours. It's only a trifle, something that hasn't cost the donor much. And he goes into that. He says, for the same reason, I have found joy in all the little presents given to me by my children. Even if they have not cost you very much, even if you gave them to me only because my father put them into your hand by some circumstance other than your own free choice. You offered them to me like good and affectionate children. So this is good. So I treasure them as though they were a part of you. Such is your power over me. You bind me to you by a single hair in your head. And the more you believe how utterly disarmed I am by your love, the more my unfathomable tenderness overflows to you. The great wrong is to lack faith in it. Then offer me everything, every gesture, every thought. So there you go.
Beautiful, Pat. Absolutely beautiful.
He's so sensitive.
Lord, just go deep in us. And I want to read a word from Roman. Thank you so much. God keeps saying to me, soon we will fly. And yes, I think we are going to be airborne like Ebola, the virus. the Bride of Christ really is a virus to this earth because, you know, Barack Ebola, he cannot do his thing until we leave. So, guys, we are airborne. Let me tell you, we are flying. You know what? We're flying quicker than Ebola can get to you, okay?
Did y'all hear about the new Hurricane Bertha?
Bertha?
No,
no, it's going out to sea. It's going out. Please, we don't need another Sandy up here. Woo! No, she's out to sea. She's out to sea. It's okay. That's
well,
what they tell us.
I think that Katie's just laughing at the name, right, Katie? Because that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's just a name. Oh. I'm laughing at Bertha.
And I'm laughing because she's out to sea because we don't need another thing here.
Yeah, it's out to sea, Pat. You trust me.
Yay,
and you know, I made a video this morning. Every time I say Ebola, I crack up. If I'm not laughing out loud, I'm laughing in my head. The whole name just cracks me up. Nothing's going to touch you guys. You can laugh at all this stuff. It's not. I mean, you know, the Lord's with us is what I'm saying. He's with us and he's protected. And honestly, if he didn't fall on Little John and announce some of these things, I really, honest to God, I would have stocked up. If he didn't tell our son and the prophet to announce to us that we are going to be protected from the stuff we're going to see coming, I would probably have a lot of things. I would have gotten a bunch of medical supplies and different things. And the Lord just didn't want us to, you know, he just didn't want me to have to do that. And I've used almost all of our food that we had stored up from before the Lord fell on it when we thought we were going to. We have water, don't get me wrong. We have enough for, like, a little emergency for a week or two. But no, you know, we're leaving. And Stacy is saying that Ebola is in New York. So she said, Judy, welcome. Come on up to New York. And you know I will. I said, I will go volunteer in the hospital where Ebola is. I want to bless people. And I'm not going to wear a space suit. I'll just be like, hi. Now just cough on me.
You have the Holy Spirit, so nothing's going to touch you.
No,
he's
but no, I don't care
you.
If it does.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Right. Okay. Fly either way. Okay.
Yeah, well, I had New York TV on up in New York to see Joe right now, and it's the way they're just packaging this whole Ebola thing. It's just like,
yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you know, for us, it's just like, you know, well, there it's happening, but. People
they're
are really running
sure.
scared.
Yeah.
I mean, it's working.
Yeah.
The person I was watch it was terrified.
We'll know
I'm
tonight.
Like, oh, you know. And, well,
we'll know tonight.
We're
if he has it. Yeah. They're not sure yet. That they think he
but,
doesn't
well,
have
you guys,
it.
Actually, this
we'll
is
see.
Really important to tell you. The Lord just reminded me of this. This is really important. All the promises of God are for yours to believe. Okay? And so the thing is, there's a huge thing about believing. If you believe what Psalm 91 says, you will be protected. But if you're afraid and you think that God can't do it, well, then you should be afraid, you know, because maybe it will touch you. Because all I know is everything that we have is acquired by faith in the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to have a ton of faith. You only have to have as much as a mustard seed. Isn't God sweet? He's all just a mustard seed. We'll do, a little dab will do ya, you know.
Yeah.
A little dab
will
do
ya.
The thing is, guys. I've talked to a lot of people that have challenged some of my faith statements over the years because 6 years ago, God got me really hammered in faith, and I was doing radical things, and they're like, you know, they were saying, well, why do other people get cancer? Why do other people, you know, why are you saying that? And I'm like, you know what? I don't know about them, but God told me to boldly say, if I believe his promises, they're good for me, and so be it according to my faith. So if you think that you can die from Ebola before the rapture and you're a bride, I mean, okay, if you think the devil can touch you, but you know what? If you have faith to know and stand on God's promises, guys, it won't come near you. You know, and I'm telling you, he really wants you to bring God. And those doomsday preppers, Cressy is saying, I have never understood in chat. He's saying, I have never understood those doomsday preppers. If everything is going to collapse and it will be hell on earth, who in their right mind would want to survive and live in that world? And Rojo says, great,
exactly.
Cressy.
Yeah. What do you come out to? You open up your little tube thing and you come in the air and there's no air. I mean, you're going to die anyway.
Right. But anyway, bride, we're totally protected. You can laugh at Ebola and you can love on people and you can encourage people, and your faith is offensive. People would tell me, that's not funny. People are dying a horrible death, and you're sitting here laughing. Well, you know what? God sits up in heaven and laughs. And, by the way, Katie just put out a video 24 minutes ago, so I can't wait to see that when the show ends. The Lord gave her a word. It says, the word from the Lord. Who cares? Anyway, so I just want to – I bet it's a good word. I bet she's on the line right now. Are you? Yep, Katie's still with us. I'm dying to, Katie, can you just read the word since you're on the line?
I actually don't have it.
Oh, dang it.
You don't
okay,
have
no worries.
I when God gives me words, I pretend like I'm reading off a piece of paper, but he gives me the words directly.
Oh, my gosh, Katie. That's so
it's kind of weird, but.
Whoa, that's amazing. Wow.
Yeah. I don't have time to write down them anymore.
Oh, excuse us.
Wow.
Oh,
well,
man.
Oh.
Joe already knew my little secret. Joe already knew.
Yeah, that is so funny. You had me fooled looking down at your paper or your iPhone reading a word.
So you'll notice now my eyes, like, move around like I'm not really looking.
I actually your big RBI eyes are looking at the I'm like, wow, she's really good at reading.
Oh,
so I wish I could read it, but I don't have it.
You have the cutest expressions on your videos. You really do. You remind me of
like
my daughter. You two could be twins almost. You got the same big eyes.
Just deer eyes. They're so cute.
Oh, they are. They're beautiful.
So I think Mike, God's telling me Mike Pate has something. What do you have for us, Mike? What's on the menu? We have 15 minutes left.
Well, I just have for Katie, just to, your smile is radiant and it's infectious, and while you're smiling, I'm watching you smile and stay focused and on point. That's
beautiful.
Awesome, thanks.
To me for
Katie. Beautiful, honey.
Yeah,
basically,
the lines of don't hold back, just keep going all out until you're in the air.
Sounds good.
Because it's happening so soon.
Oh, yeah. For Todd to put something out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wait,
yeah.
So, Katie, you know the word, my favorite word that you gave recently was woe to you. Woe, woe, woe to you. You didn't write
that's
that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
He talks like that.
I agree, Judy, and
that.
I'm sure a bunch of other people do.
Oh, and then I got called a hoe for Jesus. I mean, I said I'm a hoe for Jesus Christ. Someone called me a hoe.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah,
shame
they
on them.
Call her all kinds of.
Okay,
that's
okay.
Terrible.
Well, you know what? Katie's a hoe, and Keith is a heifer. You know, we have everything at RCC. Okay, Katie. Oh my, she's a god hoe, and I'm heaven's hooker, and I'm a jackass. And what's Joe?
Yeah, what
Joe
am I?
Just,
I know what I am. What
Joe
do you
is
think
just
I am?
Delusional. Joe's delusional.
Oh, that's so classic. Thank you.
Oh, man.
And Katie Rojo in the chat room said, Katie, very brave to give the word on the spot. Need to trust Jesus for each word to come. That's what I was thinking, Rojo.
Oh, sure.
And Cressy said, after he got saved and born again, he understood what Jesus meant by those who seek to save their life will lose it. And that's regarding all the prepper stuff. Amen, Cressy. That's a good point. And he was talking about the, Cressy says, who will hide in the mountains and everything. And Rojo says that Joe is a delusional heifer.
So we now
three
Rose, of them now.
That
okay.
Means more than
just one is
the
delusional out of the three. Okay, that's good.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah.
I have a word for Katie.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
The Lord says, I love you, I am with you, and will walk with you in heaven.
Oh, beautiful.
Whoa, thank
awesome.
You.
Wow.
He's been telling me that a lot lately. Joe gave me a good word about that.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Alana's in the chat room. Alana, do you want me to read the email you sent me today, or is that a private one? Alana was expressing her thoughts. She was keeping it real, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Just keeping it real. Well, I don't even know if you want to hear how real it is. It's pretty bad, but if she wants me to read it, I will, because it was good. You know, bad to the bone good. But thank you, Michelle. Michelle, are you working tonight?
No, I'm actually off tonight. Thank goodness I'm done with midnight.
Oh, good.
Oh,
to be with us. Be with this crazy group.
Katie, there's another word. Michelle said it, and then now Stacy has a word. Katie, your rewards are waiting in heaven. You know, like a Safeway rewards card? Just kidding. Your rewards are waiting in heaven. All your heart's desire, you are about to be treated and dined like the princess you are. Yay.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
That's for all of us, because Bill Oley's a princess. He's going. Just kidding, Billy.
With his flute.
So, Alana, super. If you want to read yourself, call in, my dear. It was a beautiful word. And
yeah, it was.
And press. Go ahead. Who's talking? Talk. Mike, you saying something? Joe? Church.
Joe's probably eating a hamburger.
A cow eating a cow.
Well, I can tell you that I've been, like, I stay constant in word and speaking to God, and I keep, you know, daily, all day I'm open, and me and God just have this, you know, just a constant communication, and,
amen.
You know, you're my church, and I constantly am talking to God about the RCC and about everything, you know, just about daily life, and constantly he keeps coming back to me, and telling me about the RCC, and he's talking to me about how Judy and John, for some reason, and Michelle and Jason and Keith are going to be going in a translation or rapture first, before me and before Curtis. So I don't really know what that means, but he keeps telling me that you're going, and then we're soon to follow.
Wow. Do a time? It's 5 minutes to 30 seconds or like an hour? Or did you get a time?
No time. Like quick. Not 30 seconds, but I think is we're going on the 20. For some reason, I think Curtis and I are following you, and we're going on the 28th of this month. So I think you're going before that. I mean, that's just, I keep getting that over and over for the last few days. Yeah. It's pretty pretty profound. So I think it's a pretty amazing, and I trust everything God has ever said to me, and he's never ever,
right.
He's never, unless I'm just kind of hearing it wrong or wanting to, because I really do want to go. And
we all do,
you know,
honey.
So maybe I'm wanting that so much that I'm hearing it, or I don't know.
Just ask
that's
the Holy
wonderful.
Spirit to clarify it. Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this, that he could be right, but it's only going to be 30 seconds to 5 minutes, okay? Because I'm going to tell you why I believe that, okay? Because God, my son said that a while back. He said, well, no, God showed me we're going at the same time, but maybe I'll just go 30 seconds to 5 minutes sooner.
You gotta get in your costume.
For whatever that is worth, I'm throwing it out there, but he said that, and I always got a kick out of it. And Tana make jokes about it, you know, 30 seconds to 5 minutes before you, you know. Maybe we're all going to be in the air at the same time, but we're going to be in different places up in the air. And Rojo said, well, I'm a jackass, so maybe some angels have to carry me up or something, and it takes a little
it takes production. 5 to get me up there.
Yeah. Oh, my. Well, you know what? All the
maybe you're
going
to go up.
I'll be the last one to go up, honey. Send another angel.
You know what, though? Mike, thank you for sharing that, because that's really precious, you know. I love it when God tells people stuff. Share, you guys. Call in and share. Nothing's ever – it's great to hear. That's why we have this show. The Lord said his church is for his bride to call in and share what he's doing with you in this last hour, what he's sharing with you, because, see, he knew right before he came he was going to be giving a bunch of new revelation. And so in addition to what we have in the Bible, we're getting new revelation about the other side and about how we're going, and you know, it's exciting. So please don't feel bad calling in, you know, say this is what I believe the Lord's showing me, and just don't be shy about it. God's not mad at you. Just if you're not really confident of it, but you have an inkling, just say it. Or you can say
it,
no,
yeah.
God definitely told me this is it, or God's led me to believe that this is happening through different ways. And you know, I love it. It's flirting, Mike. It sounds great to me.
It is flirting. Definitely.
Yeah, I just love it. I just love God, and I just I'm so excited. I truly feel
that.
At home and loving all your voices. It's just so great. I can't wait to meet you all.
Oh, same here.
Amen.
Same here. All of us. Group hug in the air with the Lord.
You know what I was thinking, since God's making me wait so long, I'm going to take my sweet time on the ride up. I'm just going to get a cruise ship. Take my sweet time.
I'm going poof.
You know what, Katie, that
make him wait a little bit.
No, Katie, when he reaches out to hug you, you can turn away.
Yeah.
I will hug you.
Just sail on by.
So I will hug you in 5 minutes. You're going to need to wait 5 minutes. yeah. But, you know, that's what Katie says today, and I've seen her be like this, and then tonight he's going to do something really amazing to her, and she's going to be all, like, mushy and in love. It'll be funny. But, you know, I get my attitude with God. I get my edge, too. But I want to tell you guys, this is the day after a major date set, which was yesterday, that he gave a lot of people. And I noticed that chat is smaller on those kind of days. I don't know. I think after every date that God gives us, in addition to today, when you survive these date sets, it kind of throws some people off. But, you know, it's to increase your faith. So never be discouraged if a day comes and goes where the Lord gave us a ton of clues for a day. I know yesterday was a huge one. Today's a really big one, and today's not over, okay?
Yeah,
but and this Thursday, okay, so basically for this week, the dates that people got specifically in addition today were August 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and then I didn't hear any dates set for the 6th, and then I heard the 7th. I got a date set for the 7th myself. So, you know, just recognize that it's the Lord, and if you're here after a date that he leads us to believe and gives us a ton of clues on, just enjoy it, because you're diving deeper in your faith, and the Lord's going to tell us in a blink of an eye why he did it this way, but I can already see the fruit of it. He's taking us deeper in our faith. It's him that's speaking it. You didn't make a mistake. Every time we get through a date, I get stronger. I'm like, I get more hammered. So I'm like, I win either way, because if you don't come, I'm going to get more hammered in your spirit, and if you do come, well, no more dates.
Yeah.
But one of these and one of these days is going to be the day. And
amen.
I'm telling you, everyone will get offended after a date that God gives them for at least 24 hours to 48 hours. Sometimes it takes a week to get over it. But see, your fight is with God, and it's a good thing. You're fighting the good fight of faith, and struggle through and talk to him. But usually after he's done it a couple times, you're like, okay, I'm good. I really thought we were going yesterday with all my heart, but I think we're going today too. But I was a little bit surprised, but not really, because I woke up in a cloud of glory, and I'm like, we're out of here, Daddy. He's like, yeah. So 60 seconds, people. Spirit and the bride say,
come get us.
Hurry, Lord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, come, Lord Jesus. Come get us. Come
and there's no
story.
Time. Jesus doesn't have time, so...
No, he doesn't.
Drop in a bucket. Our minutes are a drop in a bucket for him.
Yeah.
You know you want to get us, Lord. Come on.
Yes, he does.
Yep. You know you want to see our face.
Yes, he does.
Actually, Jesus does. It's Father God that's stopping him and pulling him back. But it won't be. It's today. Don't worry about it. Jesus is jumping up and down, stomping, throwing a fit. And God the Father. God the Father is the Father. He's gone almost.
Not yet, son.
Exactly.
But soon he'll be saying, go.
Presby said, our date setting have gotten closer. Soon it will be signs and words for every day. Then it will be hour setting. I like it. Instead of date setting, hour
setting. Hey, right
on. Ooh, I like
that. Hour setting, yes.
But, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, God bless everybody.
Then it will be
okay,
night.
Love you all.
Love
you.
Bye.
Poof time. Okay.
Until the next time.
It's one more soul. One for every day. It's one more soul we're getting.
In the air.
Okay.